Yimei ha'avav, yimei ha'sina, v'yimei ha'yeyosh. Right? The days of love, the days of hate, and the days of depression. What is he talking about, and why is this so, so important? So he introduces what will be the core text of this week's limud, and that is a text from the Rishonim, from Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer HaYashar. But he introduces it with the following paragraph. Right away you know how important what we're going to be doing is. Kol ha'nimsa tkufa m'mushechet b'makom Torah. Again, as we have seen in previous weeks, his primary audience was yeshiva students, but so much of his writings, including this week's, is relevant to all of us at any stage of life. Does anyone who has ever undergone or been experienced an ongoing process, right? It's not just something, you know, you went on vacation, you visited a place. But you're in something, you're in a grind, you do things day in, day out, week after week. It could be a student in yeshiva, it could be just, you know, you're a firm guy moving into a neighborhood, you live there, you got your regular seder, you got your shurim, you got your shul, you got your family life, you got your job. You're living life, and life has lots of repetition, ongoing processes. Anyone who's had that experience, i.e. to be human, makir heitev, zmani ha'aliyah, v'zmani ha'yerida ha'mitchalfim tadir. You recognize right away the ups and downs of life. The ups and downs of life. They seem to constantly go up and down. Mitchalfim tadir. B'zman ha'aliyah, and when you're feeling good, you're having those good moments, those good weeks. Hatzlacha, kalos ha'tfisa, ha'aro shel kushos v'terutzim. He's giving examples specifically with learning, or yeshiva boys, kavana b'tfila, yachasim tovim v'chavrim. When you're in the zone, when you're having a good day, when you're having a good week, your davening is better, your learning is sharper, you're better with your friends, and every area of your life, you just feel like it's clicking. It's clicking. Again, anyone who knows me knows that when I give sports mashalim to my talmidim, and I say I'm doing this to relate to them, that's me pretending. So that I don't have to admit that I still love sports as much as I did when I was a kid. Right? So I'm a sports guy. Right? But this is really, again, you know, you hear about it in sports. You know, my love was always basketball. Sometimes you get in the zone. Right? The hoop looks like it's 10 feet wide. You can't miss. Right? It's true in every sport. Right? So says Rav Olbi, it's true in life. Sometimes you're in the zone and everything is clicking. The davening is better, the learning is better, it's great. And then what happens? Yachasim tovi, bezmana yerida, boom. Somehow you don't even know what happened. You can't hit a shot in life or on the court. Kashim betvisa, steam is mayanos, kvedut betvila, richacham mechaverim. All of a sudden, pitom, nothing's working. I can't concentrate in davening, I can't focus in class, I don't understand the Gemara, I can't get along with my friends. In our case, the older one, our spouses, nothing's working. What's the pshat? What is the pshat? So he quotes here again, this is the Ikra text, the Sefer HaYashar from Rabbeinu Tam. We won't read the whole thing, but we'll read the significant parts of it because I want to then get to what Rav Olbi then does with it afterwards. He says as follows, let's look at the first line. You have to realize, he says, he's teaching you a rule of life. I don't know if this is one of Jordan Peterson's rules, but if not, it should be. A rule for life. Kol matchil la'aso shum ha'isa. Whenever you get involved in anything, im yelo b'maisa hu shum hana, if you enjoy it, if it's good, tikanes ba'taiva. Of course, you're going to want to do it again. Right? The first time you have broccoli or spinach or first time you try whatever. Of course, if you don't like it, unless you're like in school or you have your mom or somebody making you do something, right? Certainly as an adult, the first time you try something, if you don't like it, you're not likely going to do it again. But if a person enjoys it, so what happens if you enjoy it the first time? Naturally, you want to do it a second time, right? That's natural. Ki kein kol ma'isa sheish bo shum hana. Tikanes b'libo ha'avah rishona. You love it. You start enjoying it. You want it more. But what happens? And here's the rule for life. Achar kein, inevitably, after some period of time, tasor v'dikanes b'libo ha'sina. What you once loved, at some point you get frustrated with, you... He uses the word hatred, sinna, and I think he might, sometimes it really does mean that, but it can mean all sorts of other things. Frustrated, burnt out, alienated. It just doesn't do it for you. It doesn't light your fire anymore. And therefore, as a result, ulaketz yamim tasur, and then eventually you give it up. Just like when you enjoyed it, you wanted more. And at some point, it runs its course. What's the key point? The next three words. V'chein yitchalfu tamid. This is a rule for life. This is not you. This is not because you're a bad person. This is not because you have issues. This is because this is how life is. It is ups and downs. It is a roller coaster. It is Yimei Ha'ava and Yimei Ha'sina. No one has it good all the time and no one has it bad all the time. We go from love to hate, from up to down. That's how it goes. Yisur ha'echad, v'yavo ha'sheni. One leaves, the other enters. That one leaves, the next one enters. This is how it goes. Now he makes the point, I'll paraphrase the next few lines, he makes the point, of course, that the more you enjoy something, obviously, or the more things you add to it, then he adds a point, which we'll get back to later in Revolvi on the next page. He says here at the end of the line, when, you know, if you want to try to hold on to something a little longer, or if you want to figure out how can I expand the days, is it always equal? You know, 10 yards forward, 10 yards back, 10 yards forward, or can I, you know, at least get 10 yards forward and only 5 yards back? How do I expand that? So at some point, he says here on the fifth line down there, Im lo yeh seichel tov. He introduces a notion which is very important, which is to some extent, he's calling it, you know, you have your seichel, your rationality, your thinking. We'll see exactly what Revolvi thinks he means by that. But the most important thing he means clearly is you shouldn't think that you're totally a victim of circumstance. Seichel, in this case, means you can decide. There are things, you can't completely break the rules of life. This is just a metaphysical rule of the universe. But if you want to extend the length of time in the good periods, minimize the length of time in the bad periods, you can use seichel for that. And what exactly, what's the seichel that you can use? He doesn't tell us. Revolvi is going to tell us on the next page. But at minimum, what he's telling us, you shouldn't think you have no control. There are some things, even when you're riding on that, you know, those huge rapids in the Rockies and you're just holding on, you can't stop the rapids, but you can do something to make it a little better sometimes. Okay, keep that in mind. Skip down a few lines later. Last word on the line. Ukashe yitchafu pamim rabos. And now it's going back and forth. You know, you get frustrated. I have a few good weeks, then a bad week, then a few bad weeks, then a good week. I'm frustrated. What can I do to expand this? So he gives another piece of advice. Then, of course, Tosif Asena. Very, very important point, by the way. It's human nature. I think I recently saw this. I can't remember if it was on Fox Money, CNBC, one of the news money stations. Right? It's a fascinating phenomenon they point out with investors. Right? That when the market's going well or something's going well, it's the common assumption, you know, subconsciously almost, is it's going to go on forever. Right? The savvy investors know that it's going to be cyclical, and they're already planning for the next change. But when things are going bad, people pull out the money. It's going to be forever. People, when it's going good, I'm not here to give financial advice. That's not my role. But says Revolvi, we're still in the Rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Tam, it's true about the Yimei Ha'aviv, Yimei Ha'sina as well. If you do nothing, you know, when you're naive, maybe you think it's going to go on forever, and then at some point in life you realize, you know, I'm going to have a few good weeks, and it's going to go bad. What can I do to extend the time? What can I do to make that good time? I know it's not going to last forever. This is life. There's going to be days where it's going to be harder to get out for a minion. Days will be easier. There'll be days where I'm clicking, you know, the vibe with my wife is like, you know, I want it to be, and other times where we go through maybe a day, a week, or who knows what, of a little bit distance. What can I do to make the good times better? Says Rabbeinu Tam, be mechadish something. When we're in the good moments, what's human nature? We just want to ride the wave. So we're just enjoying the fact that right now I'm in a great spot. I'm learning well, I'm growing, I'm doing this, I'm happy. But with a little seichel, we remember it's already happened 100 times and I go back and forth. So I could just say, okay, I'll enjoy it while it's good. Or, says Rabbeinu Tam, what would be a smart thing to do? Figure out a way to add something. Be mechadish. Bring something new and something fresh into your life. That doesn't mean it's going to go on forever. Because it does not go on forever. Yitchalfu tamid. But it will extend the time. It will extend. If you want to, if you figure out ways to bring something new in your life, it will extend the time. Skip down a little bit after the three dots. Achresher galinu sod ha'ava v'asina nemar kitzarcha balavoda lahakir b'tchilas avoda. So now that we're telling you this fact, you need to know from the start. This is a war between love and hate, between the happiness and the happy times and the harder times. Pam yigber echad, pam yigber sheni. Sometimes one will be up, sometimes the other will be up, the other will be down. In the beginning, when things are going well, don't get all nervous. Don't worry and don't get filled with anxiety. Uh-oh, I know this is going to end. Because it is going to, that's just the way things go. That's how it goes. You get to a certain plateau, you reach a certain height of good things, v'techdal, and then it gets let down. But don't worry, because that downtime is not going to go on forever either. But then you're going to come back up strong. But you should just know the other thing's also true. But then again, you'll go down. The ava goes down. You're feeling a little less excited, and you feel a little more frustrated. But in those moments, very, very important. No more important words may be ever said by Rabbeinu Tam. In the downtimes, when you're having a difficulty, when you're not relating, when you're feeling alienated, when you're feeling frustrated, in those exact moments, al yen no esh ba'avoda. Don't become desperate. Rak yeda ki leketz yamim titchalev, because it's going to pass. It's going to pass. Again, asterisk firmly established. Do not take this for financial advice. But this is what they say. Hold on. The market will bounce back. Stay in. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Even when you're down, don't give up because you know it's going to change. That's the way it goes. Tzarech HaMaskel, if you're able to think about things in a rational way, and again, whether it's in our emotional, spiritual, or sometimes in our financial lives, sometimes we don't always think rationally. People get irrational, irrationally confident, and irrationally scared. But if you're a maskil, he says, if you can think rationally about it, when you see the bad things are happening, here's so important. I double underlined this when I was 18. Lebal yaniach kol ha'maisa. Hold on tight. Don't let go even when things are going down. Al yomar aniach kol ata. What's the point? I might as well give up. I can never do it. And even if you'll say, but a person will tell himself, right now I'm not feeling it. I'll let go with it now. But since I know I'm not 18 anymore, I'm not 14 anymore, I'm already a savvy adult, I know eventually it's going to get good again. So right now I'm going to drop it. And when I get the feeling again, I'll return. No, he says, because then you won't return. Ki im yaniach hakol, if you let go completely, yabed mimenu, then you'll lose it. Im yachzik mimenu b'miktsaso, at least hold on to something, then lo yabed. Yes. There could be times where you're feeling not great, not motivated, a little bit alienated, and maybe you need to make adjustments. Maybe you need to let go a little bit, let go of the tension, let go of the pressure, give yourself a little bit of a break. That's allowed. It's only allowed. It's important. But don't ever let go completely. If you let go completely, right, you might not be able to get back on that raft. You got to hold on, even if it's not as tight as you were. Because eventually, it goes up, but then it goes down, but then it's going to go back up. Okay, these are the incredibly provocative words of Rabbeinu Tam. So look at the bottom of the page. Let's do a few points from Rav Volbi before we finish. B'zem makif sefer yosher et kol mahalach hatkufas avodas aleinu avodas Hashem. He says, in this brief paragraph, Rabbeinu Tam has summarized the entire back and forth, the stages of life. Hinu lomdi mikan, we see from this, ki chilif matzavei haruach, Davar tiv ihu. Again, I cannot underscore enough how important this is. When people have their ups and downs, it is human nature to tell yourself, it's just me. Only me. I'm the only one who's frustrated. We're all doing this. It's natural and it's normal to have your ups and downs. Ein yihit yayesh. Don't give up. Don't give up when you have the bad times, you have the difficult times. If you do, who knows, chas v'shalom, you may never get it back. Skip to the last line, turning over to the next page. He says, also Rabbeinu Tam not only taught us that, that's the first thing that Rabbeinu Tam taught us. That it's natural, we just got to hold on, even in the downtimes, because we know it's going to come back up. He also taught us, hinru lomdim ma hem hagormim l'hagbar ha'ava v'sira. And what can we do to help, make the good times last longer, to make the bad times a little shorter? Ha'hana'a v'hachidush. Right, human nature is very intuitive. You don't have to be a brilliant mashgiach to come up with this, or a rishon even, but it's still important to hear it from them. Right? The more we take enjoyment, we don't just coast during the good times, but we really stop, so to speak, to smell the roses. We enjoy it. We find hana and pleasure in doing the good things. It'll last longer, and as we saw, don't just keep on as you were because you're enjoying it, so ride the wave. Find a way to add something new. If you add something a little bit new in the good times, it's guaranteed to make those good times last a little longer. Kol hana'a v'kol chiddush beruchnius magbir mes'ava. The more you enjoy it, and the more you can add something new to it, the longer it will last. Again, it makes tons of sense. It's very intuitive. But he's lending his voice to that. Now, what was the seichel? Rabbeinu Tam had said it's seichel. So one thing I would say seichel, what I thought he meant is, seichel is now that I've taught you this, you've had a little life experience, you know that this is part of life. Right? There's a certain immaturity or a certain impulsivity to just, oh, that's it. You know, I can't do it. Give up. And maybe that happens especially when you're younger because you don't realize, you haven't been through this. You don't have the lessons of life, of the ups and downs that you've already been there, done that. You've pulled yourself out of the low times in the past. But he says something different a little bit, Rav Volbi, and it's l'shitaso, what we saw previously in a previous week, which is that, if you remember when we did our chapter on learning, he said the key in learning, what's the foundation of all? Not enjoying learning. Foundation is knowing, I have to learn, period. I have to breathe, I have to eat, I have to sleep, and I have to learn. How much, what, different discussion. But I have to learn, a Jew has to learn. So similarly, he says here, in the difficult times, you're not enjoying it, you're not feeling it, you're not getting the geschmack. Getting up for Daf Yomi early is hard. Sitting in the shir is hard. Davening is hard. My kids are hard. A lot of things, right? Actually, it just hit me, he doesn't say this, but this is maybe the perfect mashal, right? When the going gets tough and the kids are hard, no one thinks, all right, I'm out of here. Where can I get new kids? Okay, fine, maybe sometimes you think it. But you don't say it out loud, I hope, right? Don't say the quiet part out loud. And you're not going to do it. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to assume. You're not going to do it. Why not? Why not? They're so difficult. They cost so much. They give such aggravation. And the answer is because I'm a parent. It's my right. It's like somebody, I once heard someone give a mashal in a different context. You know, I think Rabbi Fran might have given the mashal in a different context. He said, it doesn't matter how annoying the passenger mate, you know, you're sitting on a plane, how loud, how messy, how rude, how much the guy's driving you nuts. You're imamish. The worst flight ever. It never dawns on anyone to open up the emergency door and just jump out. Right? There's limited options. Right? There's certain things you're not going to do. You're not going to get rid of the kids, no matter how bad. And you're not going to give up. Says Rav Volbi, that's the seichel. If you tell yourself, even in the hard times, okay, it's not going to be the best week or two now for me, and I can relax it a little bit, I got to let go of the throttle a little bit. Okay, that, but you can't ever let go. Letting go completely, that's like giving away the kids. That's like jumping out because you're frustrated because the guy sitting next to you is snoring and getting crumbs from his fake Mizonos hamotzi roll all over you, you know, and that kind of thing, right? There are certain things that are just not, the seichel is telling yourself, but I have no choice. If the foundation is I have to, so then you're never going to let go completely. If you'll indulge me, I think you won't mind it at all. Give me 5 more minutes, let's do the last part. Okay? So, number one is understanding this is part of life. There are ups and downs. He's talking to yeshiva guys, but this is true for those of us who are out of yeshiva. It's true in our religious life, which is his primary context. But I think we all know it's true, it could be true in our professional lives, and it could be true in our marital lives, it could be true with our kids. There are ups and there are downs. We have to figure out ways, and he just gave us 2 pieces of advice, how to extend the waves and make sure you're enjoying it. Find something new to do that'll help extend it. But it's inevitable it'll come crashing down at some point. And then the key is, don't let go. Hold on, with all your might, don't give up during the downtimes. If you give up, then who knows what it's going to be. But as long as you don't give up and you hold on a little bit, it will come back. If you do that, he says, you can avoid the yish. You may have some sinna, you may have some difficult days, but if you don't give up, if you don't get depressed, if you can avoid that, and I'm not talking about clinical depression, obviously, chas v'shalom, that's a different parsha and that needs to be treated, obviously, sometimes with medical help. But I'm talking about just the normal everyday life. The last point he makes is as follows. He's talking now not about just difficulties, but specifically about failure. Failure, spiritual failure. A person sins. Right? That's really, you know, you have a nefilah, you get depressed, I can't do it, this Yetzirah is too much for me, no matter how many. So he says here as follows, similar to what we had said before, b'hetkif ha-yetzer ha-kashot, ein l'hityayesh u'lihit atvein. When you get attacked by the difficult Yetziraharas, don't give up, don't be depressed. It's dafka. In those areas where the Yetzirah attacks us, threatens us, tempts us. That's how we learn. B'me'aleinu la'avod. What we have to work on. U'b'me'anu no'adim l'shleimut. Two key points. Right? Sometimes, medically, right? A person has some difficulty, some pain. You go into the doctor. You are upset. Turns out it was the biggest bracha ever. Because the pain is a symptom of something deeper. Now that we know the deeper thing is there, which was there anyway, now we know how to fix it. I'm not even discussing the fact that sometimes you go in for a broken arm and they find out you had a brain tumor. You read about those stories. Where people went in for one thing, and because they went in for the one thing, their life was saved. They never would have even... I'm not even discussing those, Oprah Winfrey, stories, or things like that. I'm talking about just the very fact that you didn't even know you had some stomach issues, but all of a sudden now we can treat it. Or who knows what. So says Rav Olbi, it's the same thing spiritually. Your Yetzirah is a GPS with impeccable precision to let you know what you need to work on. Don't look at it as a negative, look at it as a positive. It's help. It's your body, so to speak, or your neshama telling you what to work on. But then he gives you something even more inspiring to aim for, which is that the very things where you have difficulties, where you fall, it's actually the neshama, so to speak, telling you where you have the potential for the greatest growth. And we'll just end with this. He quotes a long quote, but we'll just read one line of it from Rav Tzedakah Cohen. It's a quote I had forgotten until I opened this up yesterday. I had forgotten that Rav Olbi uses this, but I've used this quote in a shir that I sometimes give during Elul Tishrei time. But it's a very powerful quote from Rav Tzedakah. If you go a few lines down, at the end of one of the lines where there's a dash, it says, Kol. Everyone knows, Kol HaYudea, Shibamashi Yitzro Tokvo Biyoter, the very areas where you have the greatest temptation and the greatest challenges, Hu Klimuchan, though that is a sign that where right now you're weakest and you're having the hardest time, it's dafka in those areas that if you can flip the script, if you can do a spiritual U-turn, actually can be the areas of your greatest accomplishment. Not just that you can put a band-aid over it. The very areas you struggle with the most can be the areas of your greatest success. Those areas where you sin the most, that itself is a kli muchan, yustavka, but also davar, and that very thing, to be the most naki ubar levav. Rav Hutner says this in one of his letters also, other Balei Machshava say it, he quotes it here from Rav Tzedakah. So instead of being depressed by the repetitive failure, Adarabba, reframe it in your mind. Number one is, Hashem, your neshama is telling you, this is something you have to work on. You might not have known. And then it would have just been lying dormant and undeveloped the whole time. But number two is even better. It's that very area that can actually be the one that helps you get the greatest amount of growth and success. For some people, it may be their temper. For other people, it may be their chesed. For other people, it may be issues of tznius or other things. The very things that challenge you the most, okay, you have to work on them, and there's going to be inevitable failures if they challenge you the most. But keep in the back of your mind, it's if I can pull it out, that could be the thing that ends up being my greatest success. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Oh, yeah.